It's been another difficult week for Venezuelans. Last Sunday, President Nicolas Maduro announced that the country's biggest and most widely used banknote would be taken out of circulation. The move supposed to help tackle an inflation rate which some estimate at 500%. The president also closed the borders with Brazil and Colombia until tomorrow to stop money smuggling. Venezuelans were given just 72 hours to swap their old notes for newer ones, causing long queues to form outside banks. Gideon Long got a glimpse of how people are grappling with the crisis.
"Have you changed money yet?" my friends asked me on my first evening in Caracas. I hadn't. "Well, don't," they said. "Not at the official rate. Give us your dollars and we'll change them for you." So I handed over a single $100 note. The next day, I received two huge stacks of banknotes in return. And I mean huge. 1,000 notes in each stack, 200,000 bolivars in total. I felt like I'd won the lottery. Except, of course, this is no lottery, and there are very few winners. The losers are ordinary Venezuelans, whose salaries are losing value by the minute, and who have to queue for hours to buy basic foodstuffs that they can scarcely afford. All this in an oil-rich country whose citizens were once famous for their international shopping sprees. It doesn't add up. To understand the mathematics of the situation, you'll have to bear with me. It gets complicated. There are, in fact, three exchange rates in Venezuela. If you're importing essential goods like staple foods and medicine, and you happen to know the right people in government, you can buy a dollar for the state-controlled price of just 10 bolivars. A bargain. Everyone else is supposed to change at the second government-controlled rate, currently 670 bolivars. But there's also a real-world black market rate, which has gone through the roof in recent weeks. In October, there were 1,500 bolivars to the dollar. By late November, there were well over 4,000. The Venezuelan currency has strengthened a bit since then, but even so, it's lost half of its value on the black market in just a couple of months. My two towering stacks of banknotes were worth $100 when I entered the country. When I left, 2 weeks later, they were worth 50. Until this week, the 100 bolivar note was the biggest in circulation, but was worth just 2 US cents. So when heading out for a coffee or a bite to eat, you had to take a sack of cash with you. The central bank is now issuing bigger denomination notes and new coins to make life easier, but that's causing its own problems. This week, Venezuelans spent hours in line, waiting to change old notes for new before the old ones are withdrawn. Some people decided not to bother and used the old notes to make Christmas decorations instead. With banknotes so worthless, cash machines can't cope. They can only dispense a few dollars worth of money at a time. I never saw an ATM in Venezuela without a line of people in front of it. Unless, of course, it was out of order. "I come here every day," said Ramiro, a young man in a white t-shirt and red baseball cap, as he waited to withdraw a wad of virtually worthless notes from an ATM. "We're all wasting hours of our lives looking for cash." Even if you do have cash, you can't always buy what you want. Some staple foods, rice, flour, cooking oil, are sold at government-controlled prices. That makes them relatively affordable, but supplies are extremely limited, and you can only buy them on certain days, determined by the number on your national ID card. "Monday is my day," said my taxi driver Alexander, a big man with an uncanny resemblance to Venezuela's late president, Hugo Chavez. "I go to the supermarket every Monday, but even then there's often nothing to buy." No one even knows what the true inflation rate is in Venezuela. The government doesn't publish the figures anymore. Last year, it was 180%. This year, the IMF expects it to hit 500%, and for gross domestic product to fall by 10%. It's difficult to see how any economy can survive that. The government blames lower oil prices and a US-led conspiracy to undermine the economy. This week, President Nicolas Maduro blamed the mafia in neighbouring Colombia for fueling Venezuelan inflation with big cross-border money deals. But the truth is that Venezuela is suffering from its own chronic mismanagement. Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic. History shows us that when countries start printing money to prop up their economies, it seldom ends well. The festive lights are now on in Caracas. The reindeers, the snowmen, the sleds all look very incongruous amid the city's luxuriant tropical vegetation. But this will be a difficult Christmas for thousands of impoverished Venezuelan families, some of whom are now facing genuine hunger in what used to be one of the wealthiest countries in South America. As I sat in Caracas Airport waiting to leave, I opened a local newspaper and found a cartoon. It showed a puzzled Santa reading through a long Christmas wish list. "But this is all food," Santa is saying to an elf. The elf, grim-faced, looks back at Santa. "It's the Venezuelan list," he says.
Gideon Long.